I will describe the 12 universes which our Father, Mother has made, including Earth's position therein. In your local universe there are 12 parts, or solar systems, and Earth's position is in the smallest of the dozen solar systems in your universe. Keep your minds open to times long past in cosmic history in order to grasp that these other created universes preceded yours, and then you will understand the present situation in which Earth finds herself much more easily. My own universe was created first and has one beautiful solar system with only two planets produced by the Creator in an act of intense love and imagination. In my universe there is only the perfect love I described to you while part of my energy was on Earth as Jesus. Those who are privileged to live there find it heaven, indeed. There are additional universes which were experiments following that first one. There is a second universe in which the Creator made all beings of female nature, or the love and nurturing side of God, and the third universe which has only male attributes or the will, power and active aspects of God. Both of these universes are of such a high vibration you could not see them with a human eye, just as most earth dwellers cannot see me and the angelic hosts. In those separate universes, both the males or females could independently reproduce offspring with the breath, even as God ordained it, and needed not a sexual, physical counterpart. This is a spiritual dimension strange to your own body limitations, I realize, but it is nonetheless true. Those who have difficulty with the so-called virgin birth may see it now in a new light. The fourth universe was created following the experience in which the male and female principles were separated from each other. They were recombined in the fourth universe since love and power should be together and not kept apart. This is a soul essence and quality that I speak about, not your dense physical flesh which came eons later after the other universes were completed. Then they were made by the father/mother's breath, even as the first four universes came forth, a series of specialized planets where particular qualities or functions were stressed in both the male and female beings. In the fifth universe was developed the power of mind thought, which is different from intellect. Let me clarify that in God all are of one mind and are whole. When spirit leaves God's mind to experience life in matter worlds, it then has separated minds capable of individual soul experience. Yet this entire universe kept one primary, unified thought, or intention, to love God, paramount, even though the souls were separated. By your standards this was miraculous. In humans, then, you need a love purpose to direct energy into thought or you will misuse it. A thought is energy moving its intention into reality. A thought is alive. God's thought is energy in a single focused creation. It does not analyze or break things down into separate parts as does human intellect. On Earth many of your technologists have great intellects, but not wholesome minds. Mind requires a heart's love for wholeness. Intellect is only 50% of thought. When intellect and intuition or God-knowingness are combined, there is perfect balance. In that fifth universe all inhabitants did so well they were allowed to return to the Creator en masse and it is now an unpopulated area in what you call space. Of all the many creations, only these of the fifth universe were never lured into temptation away from God as an entire group. Although there are isolated examples elsewhere of this great God love in the mind of His created ones, never did an entire universe grasp the love principle and practice it so perfectly. It is there you are to emulate, dear ones, so you can also go home together. But, of course, this took eons to demonstrate, and the Creator had been busy making other universes in the meantime. The sixth universe is a place where the miniaturization of life forms was stressed so the inhabitants are tiny in size, the planets are smaller than most, and the beings love God devotedly as their acts of producing beautiful natural things, such as flowers. Prove. The descendants of these tiny creations living on your Earth's etheric plane, often called nature spirits by those with the clairvoyant power to see them, are dedicated to bring flower and plant life to its highest form. These little workers are purely devoted to their task of beauty and have never strayed from the function for which they were created. In the seventh universe of 8 million planets, 1 million inhabited, the male and female beings were focused solely in the area of intellectual expertise, mathematical science primarily. Because of this great emphasis upon the gaining of scientific knowledge, there was no love side to their nature for one another or for the Creator. Here it was learned that intellect in male or female without the balance of heart love is not desirable. This seventh universe is still functioning, but the citizens are yet paying off a debt to God which I cannot describe at this time. Suffice it to say, all must accept that science is a God-made thing, not the work of mere mortals who claim it as theirs. A true scientist can only discover a universal law or principle to fulfill life's function and use it for the good of all. In fact, every scientist is obligated to seek reverently for God's principles, with the intention of applying them only for the common good. In the eighth universe of 4 million planets, our Creator caused a million to be inhabited and did a variety of experiments to understand the effects of the rays upon matter. Here some beings were given almost X-ray vision, others were imbued with the rays of heat, magnetism and electricity and were able to oscillate, to levitate. I will say only that there were many different experiments made to learn the effects from various kinds of temperature changes, effects from extensive dark and light exposure, and so forth. These creations willingly underwent the experiments for the good of the life forms which would follow them. Because of their difficulties during these trials, however, I came to give my love and peace during their many cataclysms. For while they could feel the presence of God during these various experiments, it was my stepping down of the Creator's power vibration that gave them a greater awareness of God's presence and comfort. So you see, dear ones, in the Omniverse all of God's creations have their plans and purposes. Each builds upon the prior gifts of the ones before it. Thus, in your position in the 12th and last universe, while God prepares to bring you home, you have the aspects of all this learning at your disposal if only you seek and synthesize it. The ninth universe, with only about 900 inhabited planets, was a spacious and unusual experiment. These people were focused on their spiritual natures and the love of God so constantly and consistently that this area is now empty of them. Merely a perfumed hush of peace remains in the ethers from their gentle natures. Because of their deep devotion, our Creator would often come there, close to those who were different in size or magnitude from each other, but not different in the size of their affection. They all had the gifts of clairvoyance, clairaudience and mediumship. Where did they go? Some to God and some to rebirth into your 12th universe, dear ones. A few are a part of this universe, this solar system, and your planet in ways you find it difficult to understand. But they are part of some of you if you claim them. Unlike their devoted predecessors of the ninth universe, the tenth universe creations were attentive only to the matters of theology or the study of comparative religions throughout the many universes. With only 10% of some 900 planets inhabited, they spent their time thinking and learning. In their theological colleges they would study these different teachings, in an intellectual way, seeking to know God with the mind alone. But dissecting God to find the heart of love gains little, and this was their learning gift to those of you who follow. Knowing man's mental definitions of the Creator and experiencing that love in the heart are two very different things. And it was my purpose here 2,000 years ago to bring the experience and teachings of love back to earth again, as others had done before and since. Now a very sad, sad tale. The 11th universe of mechanism could not have existed save for the focus on engineering. However, of the men and women from these million and a half planets, all but those on two planets were decimated by war. For in that time and place, with the great inventiveness of thought without love's influence, their designs led to military uses. Although the warfare was carried out primarily by the machines they had invented, at least 860 of God's planets, themselves, were almost decimated by the violence. What a loss that this seething conglomeration of equipment and metallic instrumentation was harnessed only to the forces of a destructive nature and created havoc beyond description. It was permitted because of free will, just as your planet has free will. But, although they feared God, they held no heart love to soften their inventive genius. It happened, then, that the life forms chose machinery over God, their inventions became their masters, and they could never regain control over their equipment, their monstrous images made real. Perhaps you recognize some influence of that experiment in the 11th universe with what your own 12th universe is doing? Those of you who inhabit the planet Earth, along with about 500 other 12th universe planetary forms, are now caught up in that possible destructive aspect of engineering mechanization. Of course, most other planets are superior to Earth in technology, but you refuse to acknowledge this fact along with their interdimensional presence. Where do you think UFOs or flying saucers come from? Since you have the mixture in this 12th universe of all the other 11 in varying amounts and combinations, your 12th universe is a potpourri. It is all here from those trillions of years of learning and growth that has already transpired before time was. Your 12th universe is the largest of all that has preceded you. It has the greatest variety of learning possibilities to use, and the most tremendous opportunity to learn from past mistakes and past glories. All strengths and we expand their own consciousness and stop wasting so much money looking for things in the third dimensional world. Most life on the other planets operates in the etheric levels of the fourth dimension and beyond. That which does not would not wish your warlike attitudes to locate them anyway. So, your three-dimensional eyes and instruments are blind. You are like a person standing in a brightly lit room with blindfolds on. So do not be surprised that you do not find life as you know it on the planets in your own solar system. You look in the wrong place out of ignorance. The very fact that you are spiritually blind means that your adventures in space will leave you more perplexed than satisfied. When your own consciousness advances into fourth-dimensional realities, you will see many others, including those of us who are awaiting the reversal of your amnesia. Yes, spiritual amnesia is what you have. And looking for other physical life while in this state means certain defeat because of the way you establish your space projects. I have admonished you as a group not to take violence or weaponry of any kind into space, but it is permitted to pursue totally peaceful research projects of a truly reverent or scientific nature. However, unless you are wise enough to select a captain and crew with several clairvoyants among them, do not expect to see other life. Sad to relate, your Earth citizens are nearly the lowest form of consciousness in the known solar system at this time, which is why the Earth is being bombarded with the high frequency of light vibrations in hope of awakening a sleeping race. All of heaven in its multidimensional reality is presently involved in an enormous expenditure of energy that you are incapable of grasping, and apparently, for the most part, of even appreciating. Nonetheless, we will continue to follow God's decree to assist all who will awaken during this 18-month special grace period, which began on August 1, 1985. That is why I have said, and will repeat again and again, that time is critical to you. For these additional energies of love and power that come to you represent one of the greatest commitments that millions of us beyond your sight are giving. They are the same type of consciousness acceleration that your so-called Renaissance times in Europe and the other golden ages of wisdom in the Orient and elsewhere represent, only multiplied by a much higher factor. The fact that most people are not even vaguely aware of this energy tells, 63, parent of all. But let me pause a moment and describe that one we call parent so that you have a picture to hold in your mind, your heart. For in many ways are you created like God, although of course God is both male and female energy combined in perfect balance, as we have said. This is critical to understand, for in the separation, or descent into a third dimensional world, God's wholeness suffered division into duality on your earth. There you have densified or solidified into those two separate parts called male and female. One day all humanity who have chosen to return to God will lose the density of the physical body and become a form of light containing both male and female principles in balanced proportion.